Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings, guys. Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully you guys had an amazing weekend. I had a great weekend, actually. Besides the University of Florida shitting the bed. Oh, man. But I will say, the Miami Dolphins, I know it's only one game, but man, I love their swagger. I got a story I'm going to talk about coming up here in a few that involves the Miami Dolphins game and tailgating and about a dozen cars getting barbecued during the first quarter of the game against the New England Patriots. As always, I like talking to you guys. A couple of ways you can get a hold of me, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. I love replying to your messages in the chat room. I'm actually looking for another person that can do a little bit of merchandise. And I'm not even one to sell stuff. I would like to be able to send out some, because I had a great guy from Stitch You Up and DeLand that did some really good stuff for me, and I just lost track of him. And I would just like to be able to have some of that stuff that I can give away for, like, great emails, great messages in the chat room, great phone calls. Like I said, once again, you can give me a call, 407-270-3044. Saturday, I went out. And I had an amazing time. I went out to the Tom and Dan event that was in Cocoa Beach at Coconuts. It was a BDM get-together. It was badass getting to see every... I even ran into Tiffany Martin. Like, I didn't even know she was going to be there. And she came up and was like, Tuttle. And I was like, holy crap, Tiffany has not aged a goddamn day. And she's had two kids. That is the crazy thing about it. Oh my God, Tiffany, still smoking. And then I got to hang out with Seth Petruzzelli. I got a great photo with Tom and Dan before I took off. But the great thing is I got to hang out with the one and only Thomas Van Drunky the Bear crew from South Florida. I got to see the Wizard. I got to see everybody, man. And it was good seeing them. But it was really, really surreal to see the likes of some of the people. And I'm not saying anything bad about them, because it shows you where we were at in our younger years, and then to see the whole South Florida crew from Drunky the Bear running around, each of them having two to three kids. The Wizard is walking around with a baby on his chest. I was like, these are the same people that used to dress up as a wizard, Cokie the Cat, Porno Joe. It was just an amazing time to get to see everybody there. I got to meet Tiffany's husband, baby daddy. I got to talk to her dad as well, too. I got to see so many. Oh, Tony Rage. Man, if you're talking about a great guy, Tony Rage. He was out there doing some photos. I talked to him. Not asking for anything free, but I want to get some good photos that I can update on my social media, maybe put on my dating apps and stuff. Because the photo that I use, I at the time, I thought it was a great picture. If you go on my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, my profile picture, I took that at the end of winter, and I thought it was a great pic, but I look like a hipster goddamn douche. At the time, I thought it was a great pic, but now it's like, oh yeah, everybody must think that I'm I smell a patchouli. I'm a complete vegan and stuff now because it definitely did seem that way. Bubba lost everything coming in. Woo! How are you, buddy? Hopefully you had a great weekend. Bubba lost everything. Damn ads. Hey, I'm sorry. As a consumer of content, I hate ads as well too, but, and it's not like I need the money now with the other jobs that I'm working and stuff. But I'm having a great time. Is the audio sounding good? Vulture didn't even give me a Charlie Lima. I didn't even think about that. But I really haven't been having an audio problem at all. I haven't. I just want to make sure because I don't want to get caught lacking and stuff. I want to just see how it sounds. I'm working and stuff. Oh, yeah, audio. See, I got the audio. I got the audio going pretty well now. I've figured it out. That little video intro that I was using at the beginning of the show. If you notice, I haven't been having the audio problem since I stopped playing that. That is exactly what was basically ruining my whole world. PayPal is paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. So this is a crazy story that I wanted to talk
now
about.
The paper's editor saying,
damn it. It automatically started. Why? So this reporter got murdered out in Las Vegas. He's one of those in-your-face investigative reporters, this guy. He got killed by his op. He got killed by his opposition because this guy was doing stories on a politician that ended up losing. And now this guy ended up dead.
Overnight, the mystery of the death of an investigative journalist in Las Vegas deepening as police make an arrest. Jeff Gehrman, an award-winning reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, was found stabbed to death outside his home Saturday morning. Now the
So you could see maybe this was just a random thing, but when you hear the evidence, man, this is a straight up murder whodunit.
Papers editor saying that a local government official, Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis, is in custody on suspicion of murder. Authorities confirmed they made an arrest, but did not immediately name a suspect. The official, Tellis, lost a primary race in...
If you're going to be like, all right, what are the odds on a scale of 1 to 10, the eyebrows that this guy is sporting alone? Guilty. Like, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, yeah, this guy definitely did it, definitely a 7 or an 8.
June, after a series of unflattering articles by Gehrman, reported accusations of running a hostile work environment and having an inappropriate relationship with a staff.
Now, just being devil's advocate on this whole thing, let's not act like reporters don't make stuff up. They do. Does it give the guy the right to go kill this reporter? No. No, it doesn't. But I could also understand, like, if I'm just minding my own business and this guy's got an axe to grind with me and he's writing a bunch of stories that are not true at all and I lost the election, I lost everything that I've worked for, yeah, I'd be pissed. Not saying that it's right. But, I mean, that's something that a jury would have to think about.
Staff member, allegations Tellis repeatedly denied. The arrest comes just hours after police searched Tellis's home. In a bizarre moment after the initial search was concluded, Tellis showed up at his house.
Okay. It's not a good sign when you're a person of interest and the cops take all of your clothes. Every piece of article of clothing they took off of you, and now you're wearing one of these plastic. If you're a serial killer and you don't want to get caught and you're being careful, it's got the plastic hoodie on top of it. That's not a good sign because they took everything. They're going over every single piece of article of clothing to make sure and try to find some DNA.
Wearing a white hazmat suit. Police later returned in full tactical gear and Tellis was wheeled out on a stretcher.
Yeah. Jamie O comes in and says, "Hey, Tuttle, Jamie O. Thank you, as always, for your continued support of the content that I'm putting out." Dave Bowers, a lot of politicians are psychopaths. I mean, I cannot disagree with what you're saying. Like, let's be honest. A lot of politicians, if they could get away with murder, like when they become president or a senator, and they were like, "Hey, you get one free killing." You know that they would all use that card up pretty quickly. I think Dave Bowers is onto something there.
And placed in an ambulance. Earlier this week, police released this video of a man in a straw hat, gloves, and an orange shirt who was seen near the crime scene.
Okay, so this politicians are smart. I'm going to wear a very ethnic type. I'm a gardener. I'm a lawn guy. I'm a fruit picker or whatever it may be. He's wearing long sleeves, can't tell, wearing gloves. You really can't even tell what race this person is, and you're wearing the straw hat. I mean, that's pretty good planning. That's the planning of a psychopathic politician.
Also released a photo of a red GMC Yukon seen in the area. On Wednesday, a similar vehicle was towed away from Tellis's driveway.
Okay, come on now. Jesus Christ. This politician killed this reporter. I mean, Fish on Jay says politicians are the same as cartels. Fish on Jay, like, seriously, you nailed it. Like, I was trying to make a comparison to what this is, but this, Fish on Jay nailed it right on the head. This is something that a cartel member down in Mexico would do. Oh, you're going to write stories about me? Yeah. You're not going to be doing any more stories because we're going to fillet you. We're going to basically fillet you like a mangrove snapper. We're going to take the skin off. It's going to be nothing but meat. Because these cartel members, they all try. It's like a rap battle. Your rival cartel group. Oh, you chainsaw somebody to death while they were still alive? Yeah, no. I'm going to outdo you. I remember that there was this hitman that they called Ghost Rider. And if you guys are fans of the comics, Ghost Rider is basically a biker wearing leather, and it's nothing but a skull on fire. Do you know what the cartel ops did? They, you know, those little things that they put on the sterno things that they use to like at buffets and stuff or at weddings to keep things warm. They burned all the skin off of this dude's face and then rubbed him in sterno and lit his like bare head with no skin or hair or anything on top of it. And his head was on fire like Ghost Rider because he was repping the Ghost Rider type moniker. And they were like, "Oh yeah, you're Ghost Rider? Yeah, we'll make you a real life Ghost Rider." That's what they do. And this is basically what this Las Vegas politician did. And I'm telling you, it's all in the eyebrows.
Garamond was known for uncovering political scandals and corruption. A colleague says the reporter never mentioned...
Bubba lost everything. What's that PayPal, kid? I'm audio on. It is paypal.me slash Tuttle, T-U-D-D-L-E, on the radio. That's paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Any concerns for his safety?
Jeff did not convey that he was in any danger of, as far as sources who might, or contacts who might want to do him harm.
Overnight, the Las Vegas Review-Journal editor saying in a statement, "We are relieved Robert Tellis is in custody and outraged that a colleague..."
See, I don't understand why people fuck around in Vegas. A lot of desert, a lot of bodies buried in the desert. Hell, Lake Mead, you know, they're having that water crisis out in that area. Do you realize how many bodies they have found in barrels out there because the water's gotten so low? Because the mob, they did. They were just pinning bodies in barrels and throwing them into Lake Mead, not thinking that they'll ever be found. But then there was a big major drought.
Appears to have been killed for reporting on an elected official. Journalists can't do the important work our communities require if they are afraid at present.
I got Alan Boland. Alan Boland, nice hearing you again. Thank you, Alan, man. How are you tonight? I got Haas. Haas says, Tuds. Kendall Hill saying, ho, hi, ho, hi, hi to Haas. This is just a really messed up story.
Tation of facts could lead to violent retribution. And calling Gehrman a great man and a brave reporter.
Well, I mean, sucks. I don't know, man. That's why I think a lot of these reporters need to have concealed carry. You guys remember that female reporter that got gunned down during a live report because somebody had gotten fired and he was a psychopath. He was schizophrenic and thought that this woman had it out for him. And he shot her, gunned her down dead on live TV. One of the most, like, creepiest live videos I've ever seen. It is creepy. Speaking about guns and stuff, you know, Uvalde, you had that big tragedy out there. Well, some kids over in Mainland High School thought it would be funny to kind of fake an active shooter. And if you guys don't know much about Volusia County, Mike Chitwood, he's not going to be like the people out in Uvalde. Chitwood had every Volusia County Sheriff's Officer at Mainland High School immediately. All the Daytona Beach police officers were there. But I think that we're kind of finding a flaw in the system because I was thinking about this. There's a lot of big-ass banks near Mainland High School. And if you wanted to make sure that a lot of the cops were going to be busy and stuff, and you were going to try to rob a bank? I'm not trying to give people ideas and stuff, but let's be honest. Criminals are smart. Criminals are going to find a loophole and stuff. And what's going to stop them from making it seem like where it's going to be all hands on deck, every single sheriff's officer, every police department in that area is going to be busy? Because like I said, Chitwood is not going to fuck around. Chitwood's like, fuck around and mess up and find out. Because they're not going to be waiting for an hour. Chitwood's Volusia County Sheriff's Officers, they're going in and they're going to neutralize the threat. But don't be surprised if you start seeing a lot of these fake things because people want to keep the sheriff's office occupied.
Daytona Beach police say a cruel prank put together by several students at Mainland High School is now to blame for a shooting scare on Friday.
Yeah, so this incident brought every available law enforcement officer to the school to evacuate the...
By the way, Mainland High School looks like a damn college campus. It's crazy.
Campus. News 6's Molly Reed spoke with the school district about the charges these students are going to be facing now.
The school district says as of this evening, it has now identified every student they believe was involved in playing this prank who will now likely be facing felony charges.
Good. Good. I mean, it's dumb. It's dumb kids. They're minors, so they're not gonna like get big jail time, but you gotta nip this in the bud because it's gonna end up happening more and more.
Charges. They say all of their actions were caught on camera here on Friday.
This goes beyond a prank. Okay, this is a lot more serious than that.
Angel Gomez with the Volusia County School District says law enforcement and district leaders met all day at Mainland High, retracing everyone's steps Friday. From the students behind the prank to how school staff and law enforcement responded.
According to the student code of conduct, it starts as a suspension with that recommendation for expulsion.
The district at this point has not said how many students are facing consequences. Police say it appears to...
I don't know. Man. Because like I said, they're not going to, like, this is going to become a problem. I'm telling you, it is. Haas 83, gotta teach me a lesson now or they'll just gradually get worse and worse. I know, I don't ever want to sound like that old, like, grumpy old man and stuff, but man, I kind of feel bad for the older generation that had to deal with my disrespectful ass. And I really didn't even do anything that bad. I didn't.
Two groups of students planned the prank, basing it off a written threat found the day prior in a bathroom stall. Investigators say on security camera they watched one student yell gun and another student who was across the room waiting for the cue sprinted out. A large crowd followed him and a staff member hit their panic alarm.
It was in our family.
Now, what would have happened if the school resource officer is dealing with little asshole kids every single day? Active shooter. You're seeing people run. He got an itchy trigger finger and then blasted a couple of these little asshole kids.
Only text, and he said, I don't know if this is a drill or not, but I love you all.
Parents like Christina Johnson.
Wait, hold on. Man, let me back up here a little bit. I tell you, when it comes to Volusia County Mills, teeth, not that great. Sun worn. You don't know if it's drugs or the powerful Florida sun. Volusia County MILF 6, 7, maybe.
Parents like Christina Johnson raced to the school. All students were evacuated, then returned to the gym as soon as police cleared the building. Today, extra police were on campus as a precaution, but some parents are still worried. The district reported more than half of the school students were absent today.
And the board immediately instructed us to make sure that we start some sort of campaign that actually educates the kids in regards to the seriousness of this matter.
Police in the district said,
oh, they know. Kids are just assholes. They're doing it for social media clout. I guarantee you that they videotape themselves doing this, and it'll go viral. It will.
Today, they are also working on revisions for reunification plans and getting classroom keys to police quicker. The police chief said both were issues on Friday.
We want to make sure that we fine-tune that coordination so it's more efficient.
In Daytona Beach, Volusia County, I'm Molly Reed, getting results, News 6.
Is Iggy, are you still in the chat room? I know you're a big fan of Howard Stern. I know maybe a lot of you guys do listen to Howard Stern. I don't have an audio story about this, and I don't think it would ever hold up in court, but did you guys see the story? There was an interview with Howard Stern and Freddie Prinze Jr. And Howard was basically telling Freddie that it wouldn't last long, would not last longer than like 20 years. I think Howard, I don't know the exact bet, but I think Howard said, like, I bet you $1 million you won't still be married in 20 years. Now, I don't think Sarah Michelle Gellar. I don't think Sarah Michelle Gellar, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, is going to, like, force it. But isn't it, like, the ultimate kind of, like, middle finger to Stern? And I know that Stern was just trying to be funny. He was trying to stir stuff up, trying to get a quote and everything. But he kind of did. And let's be honest, Stern could, if I'm being honest, I think it would be great publicity if Stern Cut, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, a check for $1 million. Because you did say, I bet you $1 million that you won't be married longer than 20 years. And a lot of people are like, oh, Sarah Michelle Gellar is just being a bitch. And so, No, if you're going to make that type of claim and big time it, you got to think, 20 years? I don't think Stern got the big payday from Sirius at the time. But, I mean, Iggy says, Stern is a cheap ass. No way he would. But, in the grand scheme of things, $1 million, what is that? I know $1 million is $1 million. Don't get me wrong. But Howard, he opened his big mouth. Boomer, can you broadcast on multiple feeds, or does Twitch have first right? No, I broadcast on multiple platforms. I don't like to talk about one more than the other, but yeah, I do broadcast to multiple platforms at the same time. Iggy says it's nothing to him, but he still would never. I mean, everybody talks about how Howard's out of touch and stuff. I just think that it would be, but then his hardcore people would be like, oh, you've gone soft. I just think that it would be a good look. I think it would be a good look. It would get a lot of publicity for him. I know Howard probably doesn't need the publicity. Scratch a check. Matter of fact, get one of your advertisers to pay for it. It's not like Howard's going to lose anything. Get a sponsor. Hey, I opened up my dumbass mouth, and now Buffy the Vampire Slayer is calling me out on it because I said she wouldn't be with Freddie Prinze Jr. in 20 years. Well, guess what? They're still around. Still around, and I think it's kind of cool that she's calling him out. And right now, I think Stern is on, like, his summer break. So by the time he gets back, I mean, the story would not even be anything. It wouldn't. And look, I'm not bad-mouthing Howard. I just think it's kind of funny because radio guys, they do. And then to have a celebrity call you out on it, and then to have audio and video proof. Because this was on the E! Show, Freddie Prinze Jr. It was talked about on there. So you got video and audio evidence. Boomer 886 says, Howard is definitely out of touch, but other medias are out of touch on the other side. Yeah, they are. They definitely are. So, just returned on Tuesday. Has he talked about it? Okay, so he is back since last week, and he hasn't talked about it. Well, like I said, Howard is at the point of his career. He really probably doesn't give a fuck what people think about him at all. And that's why it's called fuck you money. It is. It's fuck you money. It's fuck you money because I don't have to worry about what any of you guys think. So football season started. Gators, like I said, completely shit the bed. Because there were two teams growing up. And matter of fact, I think me and my dad were bigger Dolphins fans before we really got into the University of Florida. But Gators football, and a lot of people bust my balls. Oh, why do you root for the University of Florida? You didn't go to school there. But no, I got great memories with my dad. I watched every single national championship that the Florida Gators ever won with him. First one, Florida State, 52-20, 1996 Sugar Bowl. And I'll always remember that. But also the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins have been shit. I love their new coach, Mike McDaniels. But they were out tailgating a lot of the fans, and I guess some guy didn't turn his grill off, or he put a hot grill in his car, and by the time kickoff, 12 cars got barbecued.
Game may have ended with a big win. A few fans, though, suffering a fiery loss off the field, coming out to the parking lot only to find their cars had gone up in flames during the game. Nearly a dozen of them charred.
And Local 10's Bridget Matter is at the scene with more on this developing story.
The game ended with a Dolphins win, but some fans came out to an unpleasant surprise. We counted as many as 11 vehicles.
And these are all rich assholes. You know that they got. Matter of fact, I'd probably look into a little bit of an insurance scam on this one, because it looked like all the cars were high dollar people that probably like overspent. And they're like falling behind. It's going to get repoed any minute. So, I mean, it's kind of a brilliant idea. You get somebody to leave a hot barbecue grill. And we solve everybody's problem.
That were affected by a fire in the parking lot. Just look at this video. This started around 1 o'clock. So right around kickoff time for the Dolphins Patriots game.
Now, if you are at the game, big Dolphins fan, great seats, because they're pretty close. And this is expensive-ass parking, I bet. If you're at kickoff and they're like, oh, yeah, a bunch of cars are on fire, are you kind of just like, you know what, fuck it. I'm watching this game. If I go out to the parking lot and my car's all burned up, so be it. What do you do? Because some people are into the NFL. I always think that college football is better, but some people are just crazy about pro football. And you know, some of the people are like, you know what? Screw it. I've been waiting all this time. If I go out to the parking lot, my cars burn up. I don't care.
Here at Hard Rock Stadium, we have several videos showing multiple cars charred. Our cameras captured crews working to put the flames out. We also shot video of a car with a grill in the back. Right now, the cause of the fire has not been released.
Yeah. Well, we all know it's somebody left a hot grill, or they were dumb enough to put a grill that still had coals in it. Man, it's a wonder how people live to a certain age.
By the fire department, but as we know, with tailgating, there are often grills in the parking lot there. Now, a spokesperson from Hard Rock Stadium says the fire is under investigation and there were no injuries. For now, outside of Hard Rock Stadium, Bridget Matter, Local 10 News.
Yeah. So that happened. I know a lot of you guys get bored. I know Iggy gets bored when I talk about sports, so I just wanted to talk about that just because a bunch of rich Miami Dolphins fans that park close to the stadium got their cars barbecued. This is a little bit of an older story, maybe about a week and a half, kind of clearing out the news prep. Cops in trouble because he used the R word, retard.
A Northeast Iowa police chief is facing some local criticism tonight for a comment that he made, which was caught on video. And that video has since made the rounds on social media.
All right, let's see how this plays out. And I want to hear from you guys and let me know. I want to get your opinion in the chat room.
Yeah, showing Postville's police chief Matt Ellis allegedly using a derogatory term for someone with developmental disabilities. KWW reporter Daniel Perot has more on that video and reaction tonight from the city.
Postville Police Chief Matt Ellis using a derogatory term to refer to the town's alternative school.
He's someone that kids are supposed to look up to. He was in uniform when he said it. It was not right.
Yeah, I get it. Old me, Tuttle in his 30s or late 20s, would have been like, freedom of speech. He should be able to say that all he wants to.
The comment comes as he's backing down the driveway. It's only a small snapshot of a much longer interaction that the city of Postville says was contentious. Jordan Hughes filmed the video.
Whoa. Holy jugs. I want to retard those breasts down a little bit, and that's the correct word to use. Like, you need to back it down on the boobs. Slow the boobs down.
One of her teenage family members is the person that Ellis is talking to. She says the disagreement started when Ellis ordered the kid back inside the house, but they refused. She admits her family member did call Ellis some bad names.
School, yo, school.
Hugh says she found...
He called him a bitch-ass R-word? See, this is why I wish the news did not, like, edit. Retard school bitch retard school. Look, all right, so it's R... Ba-ba-ba-bot, school, ba-ba-bot. That's definitely bitch. So that's... Am I wrong here, guys? Can somebody back me up? Look at the screen. It says, retard, school, bitch, retard, school. Well, I mean, if we're going to be mad at anybody, let's talk about the police chief talking like a caveman. Retard, school, bitch, retard, school.
School, job, school.
Hugh says she found Ellis's comment offensive because she has family members with developmental
disabilities. I just think that the chief should be fired for poor grammar.
Disabilities.
That's the word most of the time people will use to describe them to be rude.
And she herself graduated from the alternative school in Postville.
All the kids that go there, some of them work 40 plus hours, three different jobs, living on their own because their parents don't take care of them. Or in my situation, I wasn't getting the help I needed at school.
In a statement to KWWL, Postville Mayor Dennis Koenig said, hurtful comments can be made in moments of conflict or frustration that are often regretted.
Come on, you know the teachers at the R school have wanted. They're goddamn liars if they've never wanted to use the R word. But that's why they're working at that type of school, because they got more patience. But I can almost guarantee you that they've wanted to use that word or have used that word in the past.
After emotions cool, adding comments made in these moments don't reflect the city, and the city will continue to work with its staff to build bridges to all members of the community.
He's a grown adult. He knows better. And it just, I feel like it was super unprofessional of him.
Hughes is calling on Ellis to step down.
I don't think he should be the chief of police.
Okay, all right. So, was he insensitive? Yes. I know a lot of communities are having a hard time finding great police officers, so maybe he doesn't need to be in charge. Do I think he should lose his job? No. Just because he's an insensitive prick doesn't make him bad at his job.
I don't think he should be in any law enforcement.
A report tonight.
So this woman's one to get rid of a pretty good cop. I know some people hate cops. Some people, oh, there's no good cops. That guy had to do a lot of hard work, had to do a lot of great things to get to the point where he was at. You know, that reminds me, we had a Rottweiler. His name was Haas. Haas liked to go out and chase the cows that we would raise for slaughter. And one time he got a little too froggy with one of the cows, and it kicked him right square in the forehead. I thought it was going to kill him, but no. Dog was fine. Dog started acting really stupid. He had a crooked forehead because the cow kicked it in. And then all of a sudden, because we lived out in the middle of nowhere, but we had the Duval home that was right here in DeLeon Springs. So as the crow flies, it's not very far away, but road-wise, you gotta travel a little bit. This dog would run off every other week to go to the Duval home. And, you know, Rottweilers can be pretty menacing. People would be scared of them. I could not keep the Rottweiler that got kicked in the head by one of our cows to stop running off to hang out at the Duval home. And it got to the point, my dad got tired. He was like, hey, you know, dog can come visit you anytime. If it becomes a problem, here's my number. Give me a call. But, like, I think it was not a coincidence that after our Rottweiler Haas got the right side of his forehead caved in by one of our cows, because he thought he wanted to chase him around and stuff. Then he all of a sudden wanted to go hang out at the Duval home. Yeah, it is. Fish on J. Fish on J says, I know that place. It's down the road from Lake Woodruff. And my dad, every time he'd go up there, that Rottweiler would be rolling around with all the mentally handicapped kids at the Duval home. It was amazing. Now, it probably could have been a huge liability if the Rottweiler would have bit one of those mentally challenged kids in the face. All right, so I know all you guys are kind of, you know, sick and tired of hearing about the Queen. I did, you know, talking about dogs and stuff. See, I'm getting better. I'm getting better at these connecting stories. I found it fascinating about the Queen and her love of corgis. Well, you know, there's a big story. And then I got a voicemail from an angry black listener that is upset about the Queen getting marked out to. Yeah, I did. Bubba lost every. Yeah, I had a 62 dog after he got kicked in the head by a cow. But when I saw this story, I didn't think about the corgis. I was like, because the Queen on her 18th birthday got her first corgi, Susan, and it became like the royal line of corgis. Do you realize how much money you could get if you had a part of the royal line of corgis? You realize how much one of the royal male corgis, dog semen, would be worth? You'd be like, yes, I got a corgi from the royal bloodline of corgis. She was kind of like Dr. Monroe, too. Like, she was crossbreeding dachshunds with corgis and stuff. And I find it kind of fascinating. She loved her horse racing, too.
And where did you go? I know what you want.
Do you think the Queen ever picked up dog poop in Buckingham Palace? Because there's corgis running all over the place. You know that they're shitting on that red carpet.
That's right. Why don't you? We're back with the Queen's dog that crashed the party at her Platinum Jubilee earlier this year. You probably remember that.
Without a doubt, you guys. She was probably the world's most famous corgi lover. So throughout her life, did you know?
I bet a good ounce of a male corgi semen from the royal line, $2,000 for an ounce.
Know that the Queen owned more than 30 of them.
Oh,
you usually saw them by her side at public events. The little corgis, by the way, were even pictured in some portraits.
Oh, yeah. And with her death, there have been a lot of questions about where Her Majesty's remaining corgis would go. Well, we can officially report this morning that they will be living with Prince Andrew and his ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson.
Give it to Fergie. But you're going to give the corgis to, well, technically here in the United States, he would be a pedophile or pedophile. I think I find it hard to believe. I heard from one of my friends that the legal age in the UK is 16. I know, like, different countries have different laws. But, man, even here in the United States, here in the state of Florida, as deep south as you can get, it's 18. You're going to give the corgis to a pedophile? Hey, you're 16? Got to make sure. Do you like corgis? You want to come over and play with my corgis?
Just of York.
Fergie loved those corgis. And in fact,
from the Black Eyed Peas,
bonded over the dog. So she really enjoyed them.
They would walk them together.
Al Roker could give a fuck about the Queen.
Yeah. I think that's interesting.
I think the Queen was also, you correct me if I'm wrong, she was credited with almost creating a sort of new breed of dog.
Yeah. The Queen was Dr. Monroe.
A new breed.
The corgi
because
and the
one of them actually
I think it was Susan. I can't remember the original
Susan?
Name. And came all the way. I mean,
yeah. Fish on Jay. I gotta tell you, old girl was a looker back in the young days. I watched her first address to Parliament when she first became queen. Yeah, dude, she was hot. Man. Man, oh, man. Now, and I'm gonna play this voicemail, but I would like to hear from the guys in the chat room. You know, like, her husband, Prince Philip, was a bigwig in the military. He gave up his military career. Sky was the limit. Gave it up. Just to be a kept man. And I gotta tell you, bravo, Prince Philip. Bravo. And I know a lot of people probably are like, I wouldn't do that as a man. No, Prince Philip was a worker, man. Prince Philip was the ultimate worker. Do you realize that when they were out in public, Prince Philip always had to walk a step behind her? You know, there's a lot of men that would probably be like, I ain't putting up with that shit. The queen should be walking behind me. I'm the man. No. Prince Philip, he was a show pony. He put on his military outfit, stood next to the queen, walked behind her. That guy never had to work another day in his life. And if I'm being honest, he was kind of the brains behind the whole situation. Because he was the one that was like, we got to film everything. You got to start doing more public appearances. Video. Her coronation when she got crowned, Prince Philip needs to be filmed. So Prince Philip was the puppeteer behind it. So what? You got to walk behind your old lady. So what? You're just a showpiece. Put on the military uniform. You ain't got to work another day in your life. Kind of jealous of him. I am. Good for you, Prince Philip.
Descendants of her, right on to this.
Susan was the name of the corgi?
Susan, I think, was the one that she smuggled on her honeymoon with her.
And Prince Philip was probably the one that had to go out and walk these goddamn corgis all the time. Like I said, Prince Philip, ultimate worker. All right, so I got two voicemails. I'll play the short one first. Now, this guy claims to be a black man, and I'm not going to doubt it just to be on the safe side, but tired of us marking out to the queen.
Yes, sir. I just want to say about the queen, I'm a black man. Fuck that ugly bitch. What they need to do is take that bitch and put her.
All right, so I think he accidentally hung up on himself, but then this is the continuation.
Hey, I'm a concerned black man, and I'm going to talk about the queen. Fuck that bitch. What they need to do is take that bitch.
This just sounds like a hood Italian dude up in the Bronx. Fish on Jay, you're from that area. Am I off by saying that?
Hey, I'm a concerned black man, and I'm going to talk about the queen. Fuck that bitch. What they need to do is take that bitch and throw her ass in a landfill filled with motherfucking horse shit. And then burn that bitch in the fucking casket. That bitch is part of racism. That bitch has had my people. She killed my people. She's part of the racism that goes back into.
This is somebody a part of the Commonwealth. And I did see a lot. Hold on, let me finish this.
30s, as well as the 20s and the 30s, as well as all the other stuff that's been going on in England.
Well, I think he is mad because a lot of people are upset about the monarchy. I could see that they took over a lot of African nations and stuff. I know some of the leaders were like, I hope that bitch burns in hell. I mean, I don't hate her. She seemed like a good person. She seemed like she just was doing her thing and that's it. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Haas 83. I was thinking that. Haas 83 says, sounds like king of all blacks. I did get that feeling. Anyways, I'm going to get out of here, guys. If you're listening to this live and you want to catch the audio version of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, you got to remember I've been doing this for almost 3 years. There is so much back archive material that you guys can go check out. The podcast is available on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, 315live.com, and TuneInRadio.com. And if you are listening to this on the live stream and you want to check out, you know, if you're listening to the, I'm all crossed up. I was doing a good show and now I'm just tripping over my words. What I'm trying to say is if you're listening to this on the audio version and you want to catch the show live Monday through Friday, 7 p.m., youtube.com/Tuttle, twitch.com or twitch.tv/Tuttle on the radio. I also stream it live on Twitter and Facebook. I'm going to get out of here, guys. I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.